First off, I want to thank you all for being here. I'm always humbled and inspired by you all each prayer breakfast I come to. Yeah, just to see the level of faith here in this room present. And I know that the Lord blesses faith. He gives us our faith, but he blesses us for being faithful to him. So keep up the great work. Again, I'm always inspired by you. And if anything I ever can do for you, please don't hesitate to reach out. As Mary said, I have to do my little advertisements. We have the Eucharistic procession for Corpus Christi on June 11th. That's not tomorrow, but next Sunday. I want you to pray especially for it, obviously to give glory to our Lord through the streets. I did get a call from a sergeant this week, and they were saying, like, oh, what's a Sunday, you know? So they agreed to it, but then they called me and said, it's a Sunday, you know, and you know, a lot of officers are off, so we don't know what we can do. You know, I don't know, lane, police, escorts. I was like, we need something. And they're like, well, I don't know. So they were giving me the runaround already. But pray to St. Joseph, all right? Whenever I need something, which is often, whenever I need something, I go to Joseph. So pray to St. Joseph that however the Lord wants it to be, he'll take care of it. And I trust he will. So do that favor for me. And I'll pray for your intentions too, all right? We are now in the month of June. June is devoted to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Growing up, my pastor would put out a statue of the Sacred Heart during the month of June, and that's why if you go to St. John's during the month of June, I do the same thing. The Sacred Heart symbolizes love, mercy, and also reparation for the sins that are committed against the Sacred Heart. But love and mercy. We need the love and mercy of the Sacred Heart more than ever in our culture, which does not understand authentic love or authentic mercy. So now more than ever, we cannot be Catholics like we were for the last 50, 60 years that were comfortable. We have to be able to speak up for our faith. But also when we work with people, to be merciful, to be kind, but firm in truth. And the Sacred Heart is our model for that. He gave his life for us, standing up for truth, right? For the truth of the gospel. Love and mercy, month of the Sacred Heart. That is what June is about. Make sure you have an image of the Sacred Heart in your home, if you don't already. I saw some over there you can get. But make sure you do that. There's an old tradition, which is different than a house blessing, similar but different, but of enthroning your house to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. You can also do this to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. So I encourage you, what this looks like is, you get some kind of image or statue of the Sacred Heart, and you put it in a prominent place in your home, sort of like a home altar, and then you come together as a family, and you invite the priest over, and they basically consecrate your home and your family to Jesus and his most Sacred Heart. To put it in very simple terms, yeah, it's giving your family over to Jesus. It's a beautiful tradition, so I encourage you, invite your priest over to do this for you, this prayer as he prays, get an image and enshrine the Sacred Heart somehow. You can do this for the Immaculate Heart of Mary as well and the Chaste Heart of St. Joseph. That is a great way during this month of June, but any time, to say, Jesus, my family is yours. At the end of the day, my family is yours. No matter what happens, I give them to you. Watch over us. The devil hates the Sacred Heart. Hates the Sacred Heart. And I know he does not go into a house that is enshrined to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. So make sure your home is enshrined. Blessed, of course. That's separate, and that's very important, too. But this is a particular devotion. So you can contact one of your priests. Make sure, and that they're like, oh, I don't normally do that. You're like, that's okay, I Googled it. Here's the prayers, you know. So just make sure it happens, right? Be firm. That's what we have to do these days. So that's a beautiful way to incorporate devotion to the Sacred Heart in your day. Also, today's also First Saturday. There's a devotion to the Immaculate Heart of Mary on First Saturdays. If you don't know about that, I encourage you, God created Google for a reason, all right? Look these things up. There's pamphlets in the back of St. John's, First Saturday Devotion. First Friday Devotions to Sacred Heart. There's so much devotional material out there for us to grow closer in our relationship. You got to be firm in your Catholic faith. And if your Catholic faith is simply going to Mass on Sundays and maybe prayer before meals, we're very happy, but go deeper, right? Go fall in love again and again with our Lord, and with his mother, with his saints. Because during these times, I was just talking with Monique, you know, the church will most likely looks like it's getting smaller and smaller because people are not catechized well and they're giving in to the culture's demands. You got to know your faith, but not just knowledge, you have to love our Lord, right? You have to say yes to our Lord each day, even when it's difficult, even when you can't maybe articulate the church's teachings well. But if you love someone, you're going to remain faithful to them. You're going to know, to whom else shall we go, Lord? Right? And our Lord is found in his Catholic Church. So, grow in devotion to our Lord on a daily basis. Enshrine your home to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Learn and live out, model what authentic love and mercy looks like. So the world will try to teach us that, but unfortunately the world doesn't know what it is, so they can't teach that which they don't know. We can, by being a great witness to Christ, being a loving witness, a merciful witness, but a firm witness to God's truth. Amen.